What's up, Dog Pound? Day 6 of training camp in the books. Nathan Zagura here with another edition of the Browns Huddle, joined by the sack master, one of the leaders of this defense, Paul Kruger. Paul, second straight day, the defense keeps the camo. You guys starting to build a little momentum.
Yeah, we just think we look a lot better in them. So we're going to be working our hardest to keep them on all camp.
All right, 6 days into camp. You got the scrimmage coming up on Friday, your first preseason game in about 8 days. How is this defense coming together? How much further ahead are you than last year at this point?
I feel like we're starting to reach our potential, but we still have a ways to go. And it's motivating to keep driving every day because we know how good we can be. And the coaches have put us in really good positions all camp and all spring. And so coming in with a familiar ring to everything and you know, having a familiar scheme and everything, it just makes a huge difference. So I feel like if we just keep driving the way we are, by the time our first game's coming around, we'll be good to go.
So we hear a lot about how Danny Shelton helps the run defense and Randy Stark setter, but when you got a guy occupying two guys in the middle of the line as an edge rusher, how much does that help you?
It's huge. I mean, being able to have a true one-on-one or, you know, having them turn to a certain guy, it literally makes all the difference. So, you know, I've talked to Coach O'Neill about that a few times this camp. I mean, being able to have maybe a one-on-one with a back or a tight end, you know, even just to have a one-on-one with a tackle, it just makes all the difference. So when you can isolate, you know, a good player versus somebody one-on-one, it creates a, you know, a mismatch. And you know, whether that's Dez or Scott coming off the line or Mingo, I mean, having the speed and versatility. So it just really does make all the difference.
All right, well, the defense will keep the camouflage jerseys for the second straight day out here, but the offense certainly had its moments. In the drill where they had to get a first down to run the clock out and win the game, we saw Josh McCown hit Brian Hartline on a stop and go up the sideline for a big 30-yard game to ice a victory for this team. Now, Pierre Desir came back on the very next series with the twos and knocked the ball away from Rodney Smith to prevent the second team offense from having such success. Now, there were some standouts. Brian Hartline continues to really impress. With Dwayne Bowe not working today, Terrell Pryor out, he was the go-to guy. You can see a real rapport developing between Hartline and Josh McCown. Johnny Manziel was extremely sharp today, drilling some throws on the sideline, looking very comfortable in the pocket, making very good reads. So that was good to see. Nate Orchard also had a nice day getting into the backfield. And one guy who comes out of nowhere and is making plays every single day, if you come out to camp, keep an eye on him, number 10 Desmond Jennings, the undrafted free agent wide receiver, caught a bomb for a touchdown, took a bubble screen all the way back around the field for a touchdown as well. We also saw some good running in the first live goal line action. Isaiah Crowell getting into the end zone, but in the play, when the jerseys were on the line and the goal line, it was the defense coming on top. They'll wear the camouflage jerseys again when the Browns resume practice here in Berea tomorrow for day 7 of training camp. That'll do it for this edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.